Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Ruth chapter 1, and we're reading verses 1 to 7.
In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. When she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living, and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah.
Our focus is on verse 5. Naomi was left without. Life can leave us very empty. However good our circumstances might be one day, things can change overnight to leave us without. Naomi's husband and sons had all died, and she was left without their physical presence and without their financial support. But her emptiness causes her to return to her homeland for food and support, which is exactly where God wanted her to be as part of his eternal plan. There are times when the Lord allows testing situations to shape us and draw us into a deeper experience of himself and a better understanding of his purposes. Sometimes the loss of things, or even loved ones, can cause us to rely more heavily on the Lord. Some years ago, a refugee who had lost his wife and family in civil war made this comment: "I never knew that Jesus is all I needed until Jesus is all I had." So whatever this life may throw at us or take from us, let's make sure that we hold on to Jesus, because he will never let go of us. A prayer. Father God, forgive us when we rely too much on the things of this world or on other people. Help us to keep trusting you, especially through difficult times, and to be ready to submit to your purposes for our lives. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.